We are learning Maseches Bavasra, Daf Kuf Samach Zayin Amud Beis, and we are beginning the Mishnah on the bottom of Kuf Samach Zayin Amud Aleph. Vayta with the halachas of shtaris, and again, we're not talking about shtaris of a get, we're talking about any shtaris. All shtaris is the discussion of the Perek Get Poshut, which is not dafka a get. A get means even a regular shtar, like a shtar choyb. So the Mishnah says, Koisvin, beginning the Mishnah actually talks about a get, the real get isha. A ish could go into a bezdin and write a get, even though the wife is nowhere to be found. It's his document. He can give it to her by karcha. He does not need her das. And therefore, he could write the document, the get, without her being there. Like the Rashbam says, the reason is, because, if you look at the end of the first Rashbam, he says, you could divorce her forcefully. Therefore, we know that by karcha, he can garish isha. And therefore, the halacha is, you don't need her das. The truth is, that 1,000 years ago, Rabbeinu Gershom made a cherem, that you're not allowed to divorce the wife anymore by karcha. That's why we have these days a lot of aguna problems, because lemaisi, you cannot divorce someone by karcha. It's the opposite of aguna, but I had to make our bottom shilas. You cannot force the isha of by karcha. It's a cherem to Rabbeinu Gershom. Therefore, zokt tzenach tzedek hachadosh, which is the Lubavitcher Rebbe, that he said, in Simmem Gimel, that lefizeh, after the cherim of Rabbeinu Gershom, you cannot megarish the isha without, you can't write a get without the das of the isha, because today you can't do a bal karcha, so therefore you need the isha's das. So that's the first halacha. Koisin gel ish, af apishen ish to imay. Vashoiver li isha apishen bar li imay. What's a shoiver? Shoiver is where isha writes a receipt that I received the ksuba. So she can have that pre-written, because she's the one who's mechayev that. She's the one losing out. Therefore, she don't need the das of the bal that she said I accepted the ksuba. And therefore, you can write the shoiver for the isha, even though the baal's not with her. But the halacha is, you have to recognize. What does this mean? The first Gemara will talk about this. Rashbam learns, v'habal noisin schar is going back on both halachas. Both by the get and by the shoiver, you know who has to pay for the shoiver costs? The baal. The husband has to pay for this. The husband has to pay for these costs. What's the reason? So, for the get, we'll see in the Gemara, the reason is because it says, v'kosa v'nosan. We learn from there that he has the right to get, he has to pay for the get. And by a shoiver, the reason he has to pay for it, because that's his chus. He's happy with the shoiver. This way, he knows he's not going to get charged again for the ksuba. Therefore, he has to pay for that document. So, Dr. Mishnah Vayit on top of our base. Koisvim shtar l'loiva apishay ma'avimai. A loiva wants to borrow $1 million. He could pre-write the shtar that I am borrowing from Chase Bank $1 million. He could write the shtar. He's the one who's been mechayiv himself. Even though the ma'av is not here. You can't write for the Malva, obviously. You can't write that Reuven owes Chase Bank $1 million without the Loiva being there, obviously, because the Loiva is one of the Mechayiv. You have to write the Shtar only in the Loiva's presence. The Loiva gives the Shtar. Why? Obviously, it's Pashut, because the Loiva is one who's gaining, he's gained the loan. He pays for the document. The halacha is when someone's selling something, he's the one losing out. So he can write a Shtar that he's selling a certain item, even though the Lekeach is not with him. But you can't write a shtar for lekech, obviously, until the meicher is masking to that, because the meicher is one losing. You can't write a shtar for lekech. He's buying a certain thing without the meicher with him. Lekech, who's getting the purchase, he pays for the schar. He pays for the schar of the cipher. Ein kois from shtori erisim v'nesun el mandash neim. What shtori erisim v'nesun? Shtori erisim is like what we call tenoyim, where both sides say how much money they're going to give to their children. So obviously, since they're both involved in giving money to their children, they both have to write the shtori erisin. You need both of them das. Avi echos v'yavei kala have to have the das. And as soon as a ksuba, also you have to write it, the baal and the isha have to be together on the same page, because a ksuba has other things in it besides for 200 zuz. It has the nechsim barzel, nechsim alug, which come from the isha. Therefore, it has to be written dash dem. So shtori erisin and the suun has to be written in dash dem. And the chosin pays for it. Why is the chosin pay for it? Why does the chosin have to pay for the ksuba and for the tenoyim? So in the Nemukhi Yosef, in very short words, he explains this. He says that the reason is because, first of all, the chosin is the one being kaina. He's the one who's getting the purchase. So he's like the lekeach. And also, he's maviach more money usually in the nedunya. I read you the lashon of the Nemukhi Yosef, very short. Sharei v'chosnos in schar, sharei hu koina, v'gam marviach b'kabalas nadunya sa'isha. Usually he gets to nadunya, and therefore he has to pay for it. Now what about arisus v'kablonis? Arisus and kablonis is someone, a Arisa is someone named Kabbal Asada. There's someone who owns a field, and he needs someone to work it. So this guy works it and then gets either half the profits, a third or a quarter. Or Kaplanis is a Chakirus, it's more like a lease. So there, in Kaiser's story, Arisa is the Kaplanis, only both of the Das. Obviously, because they're both like basically Shutvim, so you need both the Das. The Mekabel, the one who's getting the property to work it, he's the one who gets the schar, because he's the one gaining the most. He's not a property owner, and he's the one gaining the most, therefore he pays for the schar. Mishnah ends off, Ein koisvim shtori berurim, v'chol ma'aseh bezna amadas shneihem. So what does shtori berurim mean? The Gemara has a machloekas what it means, but let's say we'll take one pshat, and it means you pick out which dayanim, so shtar has to be written v'zdas shneihem, both sides of the entire. Ma'aseh bezdin is a case of a drachta. A drachta is that if a loiv doesn't want to pay, if they had enough already, they write a shtar. That means the malva could grab any property he wants, just take it. So before they write that, they give the loiva a chance to pay. Therefore, they need a dash name. They can't just write it to the malva without asking the loiva or medea the loiva that, by the way, we are doing this. V'shneim v'shishchar, they both pay for the shtar. They write two shtaras. They only dash name. They write two shtaras. Each one writes their own star, so therefore it's not a nidin of dash name. Each one has their own star. They write it with dash name. We'll see in the Gemara why each, we'll see in the Gemara about tomorrow's daf, why they each have their own, why they each have their own star. Why Rashi Mimil argues in Tanakama holds that each one has to write their own star.
What does the star say?
Either the Tainus, the Berurim, or the Maisa Vezdim. We'll see. It's going on star Berurim. The Gemara has two shots on star Berurim, so we'll discuss it when we get to that Gemara. But it's going on Shtari Berurim. When it says, Rashi Mimil says, L'shneim koisim shtayim v'zeh, it's going daft on Shtari Berurim, like the Rashbam says, V'shneim v'zeh schar, v'shtari Berurim also, we both give schar, it's going on Shtari Berurim. The whole nidin over here is Shtari Berurim. So, the Gemara. So we started off in the Mishnah that said that you could write a get for your wife even without her being here. And Isha could write a shaver that says she accepted the ksuba even without the husband being here, but uvachi makira. Now, what does that mean, uvachi makira? I'm Rav Yudah Marab. Uvachi makir shema ish beget, v'shema isha v'shoiver. Rav took it very simply, that it has to be, that if the guy walks in, Avram walks in, to write a get, so the halacha is, I have to recognize that this is Avram, who's writing the get, and I sign his name, at least we have to recognize him. And the Isha walks in, Rachel walks in with a shaver. I have to recognize the Isha and make sure that's Rachel, which is writing the shaver. That's what Rav said.
Why?
Because the guy doesn't recognize him. He can walk in and say, my name is Avram. His name is not really Avram. He'll give it to Avram. He'll give a star to Avram. And he has to make sure it's him. It's really him. So they said simply, you have to know who it is. Happens to be that the Lashon of the Rashbam is has soifer va'edim tzrichim shiakiru shzeu shmoi. The ikel meichesh. We'll come back to the word soifer in a second. It says the soifer and the edim have to recognize this is his name. Dr. Rashbam. The ikel meichesh ain gadzel ishachar. For yovel ramois for habek suva shem isha. What he'll do is he'll pass on that get to another isha that has, you know, he made up the names over here, and she'll take this and collect the suva from someone. Or get married with it. Some reason Rashbam doesn't say that. But that's what we're worried about. So you have to recognize the guy. You have to recognize the fellow. Now, the Rashbam said, HaSofer Ve'edim. So it's a big shaila. It's a big machlokes of Shulchan Aruch. Simen Kuf Chof Sif Gimel. The Mechaber says, you don't need a Sofer to know. So all you need is the Edim. Why does the Sofer have to know? It's Edim. But the Ramah says, B'Shem the Tur, that they do need the Sofer to know. And the Taz says, the Pshat is because you need Lashma. Therefore, the Shaif has to write it Lashma. He has to know who the person is. He has to recognize actually the person. You have to why that's a Chesaron Lashma. If you don't know, you see the guy in front of you, you have to know. But why he says you have to recognize? Huh?
Why can't you even write it
for a Mishnah? Amish doesn't say you have to be Makir.
Kais.
Don't say Makir. Kais can get. It doesn't say you're Makir. So Vachi Makirim. That's the Marzim. Who means Shaifer? Vachi Makirim means the Edom have to be recognized. That's how the response was Shaifer and the Edom. But Vachi Makirim means the Edom could be. Yeah, koisim means that the ish could go right again without the isha. Don't say that the sefer, they're not getting involved. Yeah. Yosher Rav Safra of Acha Bar Huna of Rav Huna Bar Chinna. The three Amoroyim, Rav Safra, and Rav Acha, and Rav Huna were sitting, and they were discussing, talking and learning. Yosher Abayi was just sitting there. But you also go by Yalud. Three Amorayim where I haven't had a kasha. I don't understand. Shema ish beget in Shema ish alo. You only have to recognize this. When the guy walks in and says, I want to write, my name is Avram, I want to write a get to my wife Rachel, they say, no problem. You're Avram, I recognize you from Shul. Yeah, Avram, okay, no problem. We're writing the get, Avram to Rachel. But they have no idea who his wife is. That's fine, it sounds like. All you have to recognize is they're Avram. You don't have to recognize Rachel. And the same thing about a Shaver. Shema Isha of a Shaver in, Shema Ishla, you don't have to recognize the husband. And why not? Velechas, Duma, Kasav Gita. Maybe Avram will write a get, and he'll write the name on the other side is Leah. And his wife's really Rachel, but he writes Leah. They don't know the difference. And I'll pass on the get to someone whose name is Leah, whose husband's name is Avram. Velechas, Duma, Kasav Gita, Velechas, Mantel, Isidahech, to a different wife. There's a whole shaila had it. Rashbam learns Tosfos in the Marsha. We're going to tie it to the Gemara just to make it simple, like the Pasha tied to the Gemara. The kasha is that he might pass on the shtar to someone else, and she'll go get married that. And the same thing by the shayver. V'zimnim Ozla kost v'isha shayver. The isha writes shayver. Her name is Rachel. She said, right, yeah, I got back my husband Yaakov. I got back my ksuba, and her husband is Avram really, and I'll pass it on to Yaakov. And Yaakov will say to his wife, whose name is also Rachel, I the ksuba was given already. I have a shayver. You have the gavur lavrei. So, how do you write this get or write the star shayver? How do you write it without knowing the other side? Good, you know the fellow walked in, but the other side you don't know, and they might come to a way that they make a trick. So that's what the three Amorim were asking. So Abaya was sitting there, said answer like this: Amula Abaya, that I have a different version of Rav. This is what Rav says. Rav says, Shema ish beget. You have to recognize the ish by the get. But what didn't shema ish? You always have to recognize the wife. Shema ish v'shoiver. What didn't shema ish? When it comes to the ish v'shoiver, you have to recognize the wife, the lady who comes in, obviously, and even the shema ish. You talk, you have to recognize both. You had Rav wrong. You have to recognize both. There's only passing halacha. That if you want to write it, you have to recognize that Avram is married to Rachel. Avram, you don't need Rachel's das. You have to call up Rachel and make sure she agrees. You don't need that by a get. But you have to know that Avram is married to Rachel before you sign off on the shtar. Faith the Gemara, even if the Avram is here and you know the wife's Rachel, why worry that the two Yosef and Shimon's in the same place? Because now we have to change the name from Avram to Yosef. So the guy's name is Yosef. And he says, we know his name is Yosef, and his wife's name is Rachel. But maybe there's two Yosef and Shimon's who have Rachel as a wife in town. How do you write this for him? Aren't you worried about this? Tosh is busy. What's the case? Do you know what there's another Yosef or not? What's the case? Yeah. Malaychus, that's Tosh's kash, really. He says, if you're a mayor that holds Eide Chasimi character, he has to be Mukach Metoycha. You really have to put on the third generation. I in Tosh's that discusses what we're talking about. We're basically talking about a case of going to Rabbi Eliezer who holds that holds Eide Messiah character. It doesn't have to be written in the Shtar. So why are you worried? Shtay Yosef Ben Shimon. Tosh's Mas Malaychus handles this. I'll bring it to the other person. Why worry about that? If there's two Yosef and Shimon in one city, if it's Huchskuf, you know there's two Yosef and Shimon in the same city. There's two Chaim Friedmans in one city. Some cities have like eight Chaim Friedmans. So Shtei Yosef and Shimon, Adoram B'Yarachas, ain't Megarsh in the same. The Taka cannot begarish the wife. You only allow them to give over a get to their wife in front of the other one. Because if it's the other one's, if it's not the guy's get, they're not going to let you give over a get. If the real Yosef and Shimon, if not the real, they're both real. If Yosef and Shimon did not want to divorce his wife, he would not let the Bezdin give his wife the get without his permission. So therefore, if he's there and he allows it to go, so obviously he agrees to the get being given over. It was his shliach. The best, then it's fine. If everyone's there, so there's no chash of any type of mezuzah.
Why are we worried about the second one Rachel in this case?
Yeah.
Giving it over to her friend Rachel. Yeah. She just wants to get out.
Right, and she has a husband same name.
Yeah.
Yeah. The problem is you can't do that because you have to have Aiden that was done in front of everyone else. But all the parties got to be here. When you give over to get, that's the Mara saying. Both parties, all the namesakes have to be there. All the namesakes have to be there. It's the only way it works. It's the only way it works. There's no chash. It says when you have Shteis and Shimon, and a year later, you have to bring Edim. If you know Shteis and Shimon is in town, you have to bring Edim that was done in front of the other one. If there's two Shteis and Shimon is in town, for anything Gemara, I still have an eight. So the guy wants to be a trickster. The guy could go say it outside first. This fellow whose name, there's no only one Yosef and Shimon in town. This guy's name is Reuven ben Yaakov, actually. Reuven goes to a different town. He goes to Tom's River, and he parks at Tom's River for a long time, and he has everyone call. He says, what's your name? Yeah, Yosef. My name is Yosef. Ben Shimon, yeah, they call him up Aliyah. Yosef and Shimon Alivi. They call him up Aliyah, no problem. He's Yosef and Shimon. And then after that, everyone thinks his name is Yosef ben Shimon. He goes to Bezdin and Tom's River. He writes to get Yosef ben Shimon. They recognize him. He's Yosef ben Shimon. But that's not really his name. Then he goes back to the town, back to his old town, and he gives to get Yosef ben Shimon. And he doesn't have to do it in front of Bezdin, in front of the other one, because only he was one Yosef ben Shimon in town. So why worry about that? He's machzik his name is Yosef ben Shimon. His real name is Reuven ben Yaakov, but he's machzik Yosef ben Shimon. Because of Gita, he writes again, and it brings it back to the other person, the other wife, the real Yosef ben Shimon's wife. If he's huchsik for 30 days in Tom's River, we assume his name is Yosef ben Shimon, because someone will blow his cover. If he's there 30 days, and no one walked in and said, hi Reuven, how you doing? And no one did that. So then, no one blew his cover. He's talking his name Yosef ben Shimon. So we're not worried about anything. So Moshe says, what happens if he's not there? Lo yischazik mai. If he's not there 30 days, and he's claiming his name Yosef ben Shimon, how do we prove it? So Amar Abaye, the karu lei va'ani. You put him to sleep, you say a good shmak ashir. After 5 minutes, he's out cold. Then you say Yosef, and he doesn't jump up. He starts puffing away. You know it's not really him. So that's the way you know if it's him. That's the test. Karo Levon, you call him and he wakes up. Rav Zvid Amar, no, that wouldn't help. Ramai Rav Musazar, a good Ramai, a good Shin Bet agent. He knows his name now. Yosef ben Shimon. It wouldn't help. So what do you do? Zok the Rashbam. Not everything has Eitzah. Zok the Rashbam. Rav Musa Yodav Yazel La Anois. Hilkoch in takana adlus chazik. There's no takana until you do 30 days taka. Before 30 days, it's not a right. Zot the Gemara Vayta. Ahu Tavra, there was a shaver. Tavra chosum alar vim re'arba. A shaver is something that the husband's holding on to that said he paid the isha the $1,000 ksuba. He paid it. And he has over here a receipt to prove it. Rav Yirmiyahu was signed in it. Osta kamehi itzah. So a lady came and said, that shaver is a forged shaver. Omri li lava nohava. It was not me. I never got my ksuba. And Rav Yirmiyahu signed on this. So Rav Yirmiyahu says, you know what? You don't look familiar either. Omri, no, no. And remember, we need the isha to write the shaver. Omri, no, no, me, amri luhu lav ihi. I disagree. That's not you. It's not you. I hear you, taina. But the other people in the Bezdin told Rav Yirmiyahu, not Barmalay, it is her. Mekush the Kashalay. She got older, Bagalay Kala, and her voice got deeper. But that is her. So now Rav Yirmiyahu changes his mind. Says, oh, you know, you're right. You're right. It is her. So Omar Abaya, Afagav Dom Rabbanon. Kimich Higgin, Tapa Kuf Samachasim Al. Kimich Higgin, Shuvin Chayzim Magid. Even though the halacha is that usually when you say Eidus, and this is not Mamash Eidus, but once you say something, you can't change your mind. Here Rav Yirmiyahu says, it's not them. A Torah Rabbanon doesn't really recognize ladies as much, just look at ladies, not just look at ladies, he doesn't look at much. And therefore it's very possible he made a mistake. He first thought it wasn't her, then he said, after they explained to her, he said, Taka, it's her. He was medakdik, then he chapped, yeah, it is her. So therefore it's not a kasha if he changed the mind. Another similar maisa. There was a shayver, Rav Yirmiyahu was signed in it. And the same story. Amrlei lav anohavoy. It's not me. Amrlei. So Rav Yirmiyahu said to her, "Ivra antava. It is you. I recognize it is you." Amar baya. I forgot. So Rav Barlo yaorchei lemeidak. Even though usually Rav Barlo can't be medaktik in ladies, keeping the duck. Since you're medaktik, it is a diktok. Frank Toisvis, the first story. Even when he changed his mind, we say he can be medaktik. And so of course, the first place he could. Let's be Toisvis inside. From time bar, hechadom matchil tap toises. From time hechadom matchil lav ihi omash yochel haachzer. He could be changed his mind. Kolzgen shemem matchilas. I see the neman habishen darkles takavem. What's going on? Teretz. He says teretz like this. Hachkama kimin the doc. From right to lachzer mechayis magid. Here, if you say it the first place you're medactic, you cannot change your mind. Shukes. That's the chiddush of the gemara. Am abaya, haitzuv rabbanon. The also kedusha itza a. Tam Chacham is going to give kedushin to Isha. Yitaka sees her one time. He's not going to see her again to the Chasana, to the Nesuin. Nidavim Amaretz Bahadei. Bring Amaretz with you. Dimu Chafu Mnei. Because maybe they'll switch it. They'll switch it from Rachel to Leah because he's not going to recognize who it was because I only saw her once. But I'm Aretz, who is Mistakel, he'll recognize. This is a bar, it's a stickle peladic Gemara, because if it's Issa the Mistakel, hey, let bring Amaretz, then it's a bit evil, it's the Mechshol. So I and the Mefarshim that the handle the Shiloh, it's a good Shiloh, it's no Gishmak Ataretz, but it's a Rabbanon, even though the mitzvah the Mekash, to see the Isha for your Mekash, he did talk a seer, but since he's not going to remember, he should bring Amaretz with him in order that she should, that he should recognize her. And basically the Magen Mishnah says that Amaretz, after seeing her once, will remember her, and therefore he's allowed to bring the Torah Chidushin, he's allowed to bring this Talmud Chacham. Some say it was a Panuya that was a Tahira. Ayin Sham in the Mefarshim.